Unless you are a normie, then please leave.
Hi, it's Louis Crochu, one of the hosts of the show. I gotta say, this is a good one. Wow, I give it the Louis Crochu seal of approval. Thumbs up, great job. At CITR 101.9 FM.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
LGBTQ.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives.
It is Friday, the 19th of May, 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest and the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. Did I mention it's the Musqueam territory of Ulksan? No, I didn't. Well, that's what it is. On the program today, local rockers, funkers, and all-around party band Five Alarm Funk are in the middle of promoting their fifth album in 10 years. Yeah, they've been around for a long time, and they've just toured the country, and they're going to be doing the festival circuit in the summer. They got a big show coming up at the Commodore in a couple of weeks, and we're going to talk to them later on the show. Plus, we're going to have our usual ranking of our information of what's going on around town and call board, auditions, and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Alrighty, let's get right to it here. I'm having a little headphone trouble today, so things might sound a little wonky to you there. Oh, wait a minute, I just fixed it. Now I can hear everything. Okie dokie. So let's start off with some tunes here. Here's a guy that's going to be playing at the Rickshaw tonight. Vancouver legend, local singer, songwriter, rock legend. He was with the K-Tells. The Young Canadians, the Schmorgs, and all kinds of other great local bands in the 70s and 80s. Poisoned was another one, and you probably know him best as Art Bergman. He's playing at the Rickshaw tonight.
Talked to your mom. We were
There you go. Now, one of the, I always say this, but one of the cool things about doing this show is having the email address, daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com, and people send me stuff. And sometimes it's people I've never heard of before. And this happened this week. I got an album from someone named Kolade Olamide Eodeji. And I haven't been able to find out anything about him. I think he's from Mozambique, but I'm not sure. He's got a website, but he doesn't really talk about who he is or where he's from or anything like that. It's just he's got all this cool music. And so I thought, well, what the heck? He sent me the music. We might as well just play it and see what it sounds like.
Our memories, alone but not alone. Past times cannot be forgone. Alone but not alone. Let go of all our worries. Alone but not alone. Maybe let's work things out. When you leave me for a second, it does not occur to me. All the sweet things and the words are fresh in my memory. Kissing and cuddling are intact. Faith in love, just keep it on track. You better not run away, oh baby, please stay. When you're gone, it's unbelievable that you walk away. Never here to stay, driving me mad. Keep your lies and promises.
So there he is, Colade Olamide Eodeji. And yeah, I think this is one of those marketing things where they send you out just the music and don't tell you anything about the guy. I mean, I went to his website and it's all kind of vague. It says over the years, he's been lauded by fans and critics. He's placed semifinals in Song of the Year awards in the United Kingdom Songwriting Contest. There's a clue. He has, what does it say here? Let's see. The latest entry in Colade's discography further consecrates his place as relevant and prolific, acting as a true jack of all trades. Graduated from an eminent business school. And, you know, okay. Well, we played a song, you know, and that's the deal, right? You send me a song, I'll play it for you. And you don't want to tell me more about you, then we won't know more about you. So we'll just move on. There's a thing going on tonight that you might want to check out. This is part of the Queer Arts Festival. It's called Existence as Resistance. And let's see here. This is happening tonight at 5th and Main, 285 East 5th Avenue. I'll just read you the blurb here. Prior to the Queer Arts Festival 2017 Two-Spirit Curated Festival Unsettled on May 19th from 7 to 9 p.m. They'll be partnering with Native Education College to present a Two-Spirit panel discussion with Raven John, Tyler Ann Jacobs, Trevor Blackman Wolf, and Jamie Lee Hamilton. They hope this gathering can ignite further dialogue and integration of decolonial strategies within the LGBTQ2S+ organization. And so this is going to be specifically around LGBTQ issues, plus also First Nations issues and how those things all combine. So it looks like a really interesting forum and discussion event. And this is happening, as I said, tonight, 7 o'clock. That's the Native Education Center, which is at 285 East 5th Avenue, just east of Main Street. Alrighty, what are we going to play now? Let's play Mudbay. Where are you? Are you coming up? You coming up? Nope, nobody's playing. Oh boy, this is terrific. Nobody wants to play with me today. Okay, how about that one? Nope. All right, we're going to have a little fun with music here today. Let's play this right now and see what we get. And that's not going either. Okay. There, this is terrific. This is terrific. Everything's shut down. Our whole setup has shut down. All of our little computerized music things are just not functioning right now. So let's find this and play that. Here's the Smugglers. And there's that. Okay, we're having a crazy kind of technical thing going on here. So I'm just going to drop out of that, and we're just going to play from the track here. Okay, I'm all confused now.
As long as you wanted. does not deny his majesty. He scorns to tell a story. He don't exclaim, I blush for shame, so kindly be indulgent. But fierce and bold in fiery gold, he glories all effulgent. See the sky. Well, you really know our worth, the sun and I. I mean to rule the earth and see the sky. Well, you really know our worth, the sun and I. That placid dame, the moon's celestial highness. There's not a trace upon her face of diffidence or shyness. She borrows light that through the night mankind may all acclaim her. But truth to tell, she lights up. So I, for one, don't blame her. I pray, make no mistake, we are not shy. We're very wide awake, the moon and I. I pray, make no mistake, we are not shy. We're very wide awake, the moon and I.
First and best resource option for BC. Do your part. Turn off the lights when you leave a room and unplug your cell phone charger when charging is complete. Visit bchydro.com to find out more ways you can make a difference. This message brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
What if this summer you did something different? What if you worked with people you admired in a city that inspired you, making something that you were proud of? The Media Institute for Social Change is looking for students like you to be a part of their summer documentary program in Portland, Oregon. As a student, you'll create original audio and video pieces about issues that you care about. You'll meet and learn from media professionals whose work is aimed at social justice. You'll immerse yourself in Portland, a city that will serve as your hands-on media-making laboratory. Sound like your type of summer? Apply today at mediamakingchange.org.
Mm-hmm. This is a track off of Five Alarm Funk's new CD, Sweat. This is Widowmaker. They're going to be playing the Commodore in a couple of weeks, and we're going to be talking to them in a couple of minutes. There we go. That's That's Five Alarm Funk. What am I doing? Hitting the wrong button. There we go. On the phone right now is Teo Branson. Teo,
hey,
hi.
Man, how you doing, Dave?
I'm doing great. Awesome. I'm having too much fun is what's going on here and everything.
You know what? I was cooking there. You got me really pumped up.
Hey, that's you, man. I'm just playing it. You're the one making it. Teo is the drummer and the vocalist of Five Alarm Funk, a Vancouver band that's been around for about 10 years. Just released their fifth album, Sweat, and just came off the first half of a tour. So tell me about that tour, man. Like, this is like 22 cities in 25 days or something?
Yeah. A couple little corrections there. We've been around for 14 years in Vancouver, and this is our sixth studio record.
Okay.
And it was, we came off the road. We did, through March and April, 22 shows in 26 days between Vancouver and Ottawa and back. So it was a heavy, heavy schedule. But, being an eight-piece band, that's what we have to do to get the people out and thrive in Canada.
Oh, yeah. That must be a pretty crowded bus.
The bus we have is excellent, my man. Yeah. We got a shuttle bus that we gutted and put nice captain's chairs for everybody in it. So to make that tour happen, we need a vehicle that everybody is comfortable and can actually sleep during the day in, because you don't get much rest, in between shows during the night.
So what were some of the places you played?
Oh, we did everywhere between Vancouver and Ottawa. We went Vancouver, Kamloops, Banff, Edmonton, Saskatoon, Regina, Winnipeg, Thunder Bay, everywhere in southern Ontario, out to Ottawa, then basically hit a lot of the markets on the way back as well. But basically, any city you can think of or town that's in between Vancouver and Ottawa, we did it.
Yeah, and the people love it.
Well, it's taken us years and years of building. I mean, being a touring band, you got to get out on the road and you got to rock for the people. You got to bring the best show you can do every night. So, 14 years of being a band and touring that much has really paid off. So now we're getting great crowds out and people are loving it. People love to dance. That's the key.
Do you guys tour every year?
Every year, absolutely. Wow. And this is by far the heaviest year we've ever done. We got out earlier this year, so we did the spring tour, which was that March-April run. And now June, July, we're running through the states, down the coast, and then even into Chattanooga, Tennessee, we're doing. And we're actually going to travel kind of the border going the other side around Lake Superior to get out to London, Ontario for the Sun Fest out there, which is an awesome, awesome festival.
Yeah.
So lots of gigs, lots of business. It's a great time.
Are you going any place this time around that you haven't been to before?
Tons. All the U.S. markets, except for the Pacific Northwest, is all new to us. We're really trying to expand what we can do, because Canada, you're limited. In the winter, it's hard to tour anywhere. The roads are very, very dangerous, and the drives are super long.
Yeah.
So getting down to the States is key to be able to expand our touring, time frame throughout the year. So, a lot of the stuff down to California is all brand new. We're doing new festivals down there, one called Enchanted Forest. Over to Tennessee, Chattanooga is a new festival, the River Bend Festival, which I hear is awesome, and we couldn't be more thrilled to do it. So lots of new markets, and that's the way to do it. You got to break new ground.
Absolutely, yeah. So you got this big show coming up at the Commodore in a couple of weeks.
Yes, sir. May 27th. It's going to be incredible.
Yeah. How are the sales going? Are getting still tickets available and stuff?
Yeah, sales are going great. Yeah. We're getting there. I think we're around 700 sold. So if people out there are thinking about going, it's best to buy tickets soon.
And
for us at this point, that's a great pre-sale in Vancouver. Our the people that come to our shows notoriously buy in the week right before the show.
Yeah.
So going into this last week, having that many pre-sales is great for us, and it's going to sell out. So if you're thinking about getting tickets, definitely hop on it ASAP.
Yeah, get on it now, because already with that many people sold, it's going to be a rockin'. That dance floor is going to be bouncing.
Oh, we can't wait. Yeah. I mean, we've done the Commodore Probably four or five times, but the show we're bringing this year is the tightest, best concert we've ever put on, and we've got a special guest even coming and playing with us. I'll leave that for the people who actually come to the show. It's a nice surprise. It's going to be thick and fat, and the dance floor is going to be pumping.
Fantastic. Well, we'll put a link to it all on the Facebook page. And
awesome, my man.
And thanks a lot. Good luck on sales of Sweat, and have a great show on the 27th. And rock out on the tour, man. That sounds fantastic.
Keep on cooking. Thanks,
all right,
Dave.
All right, we're gonna play one more song from Sweat. This is the big hit. This is the release. This is DDPP, Dance Dance Party Party. Thanks a lot, man. Oh, there you are. Thanks a lot. Hit the wrong button again. Oh no, and I've lost it. Okay, we're okay. We're okay. I just have to find this and this and oh no, where is it? All right, this is fine. This is fine. We're all good here. We're all good here. I just have to click this button right here, and then there we go. Just open that up, and then we'll get the song right back here. There it is. There it is. That was fun. So at Pacific Theater, starting tonight, outside Mulligan, Mullingar by John Patrick Shanley. This is a new play. It's a story about a pair of introverted misfits, Rosemary and Anthony, and their families have lived on neighboring farms as far back as anyone can remember, where they battle over property lines, childhood stories, but never what matters most. A quirky story of flawed love and some kind of happiness told with effortless wit and poetic Irish lyricism. Featuring Ron Reed, Earl of Fay Forsyth, Rebecca DeBeer, and John Emmett Tracy. It's on now at the Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock. Goes until the 10th of June. So you got time to check it out. Tickets available at pacifictheater.org.
CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine are celebrating Asian heritage by telling notable stories of Asian Canadians.
Ujjal Dosanjh was born in Jalandhar, India in 1947 and moved to Vancouver at the age of 17. He learned English by editing a Punjabi newspaper, eventually earning a law degree at UBC. After practicing family and personal injury law in private practice, he was elected as MLA to Vancouver Kensington in 1991. From there, he became Attorney General in 1997 and Canada's first South Asian Premier in February of 2000.
For more information about how to celebrate Asian heritage in Vancouver, visit exploreasian.org. Vancouver's cultural landscape is changing. On May 21st, join the Chinese Canadian Historical Society of British Columbia on a free walking tour and explore Vancouver's cultural landscape in relation to the past, present, and future. The tour will meet at 11 a.m. at the Chinese Cultural Center on 50 East Pender Street. Presented by the Chinese Canadian Historical Society of BC in celebration of Asian Heritage Month.
He's a nasty, nasty guy. He's a liar.
Get him out of here. Get him the hell out of here. Get him out of here.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
They call me
DJ Ray.
The Late Night Show is the start of the weekend. Tune in every Saturday mornings from 12:30 a.m. till late, right after the Medicine Show. Email us, citrlatenightshow@gmail.com.
This concludes our proposal. Thank you for your attention.
Tune in every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. for Inside Out with your hosts, AJK and Zia, for exciting new dance music.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, we'll be at the Seven Dining Lounge, 53 West Broadway at, is it Columbia, Manitoba? One of those province streets, anyway. It's another night of The Chair, hilarious monologues by the great John McGee, brought to life by some of Vancouver's top actors and monologuists, including David C. Jones, Siobhan McCarthy, Susan Hutchinson, and many, many more. It's at the Seven Dining Lounge tomorrow night, starting at 8 o'clock. Tickets are only $8 in advance or $10 at the door. And Tuesday night is nomination night. For those of you interested in the Jesse Awards, the nominations party is happening at Pacific Theater Tuesday night, starting at 5 o'clock sharp. So doors open at 4:30. The announcement of the nominees will be at 5, and then there will be reception afterwards. Admission is free. Everyone is welcome. And there will be an official wine sponsor this year, so there might be a little bit of wine available. And that's at Pacific Theater Tuesday night, May 23rd at 1440 West 12th Avenue, 12th and Hemlock. And once again, doors open at 4:30. And the Jesse Award nominations for this year will be announced at 5 o'clock sharp. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds, and we encourage everyone to read for everything. Red Window Theatre Ensemble doing Sense and Sensibility at the Greenhouse Rehearsal Hall. That's the audition. The show is happening in September. And the auditions are going to be next week, May 21st and 25th, as I said, at the Greenhouse Rehearsal Hall. British accents are needed for that one. RedWindowTheatre.com is their address. Go Ballet of Vancouver is doing a production of Cinderella, and they are holding auditions next week, Friday, May 26th, at their school at Main and 7th Avenue, 2345 Main Street. looking for dancers with a ballet background between the ages of 7 and 19, and also actors and some character artists. GoBallet.com, and Go is spelled G-O-H-B-A-L-L-E-T. Place des Arts Summer Team Theater Troupe is looking for performers between the ages of 15 and 19. The audition for that is Sunday, May 28th, and that is at Place des Arts, which is at 1120 Brunette Avenue in Coquitlam. And you can contact Michael Farah, the Program and Events Coordinator, at mfarah@placedesarts.ca. West Moon Theater doing Next to Normal, a musical by Brian Yorkie and Tom Kitt, directed by our friend Chris Lamb. The show is going to be happening early next year, February 28th to March 4th. The auditions, though, are at the end of this month, May 31st and June 2nd. This is a third production for Moon Theater Company, and they like to do what's called double casting. So every character will have two actors playing it, and they will play the roles on alternate nights. If you want to be a part of that, you can send in a submission, and the deadline for that is May 29th. Little Mountain Productions is doing a show for the Vancouver Fringe Festival based on Kurt Vonnegut's The Ufio Questions. And that is looking. What are they looking for? They're looking for three actors, age 15 to 18 of any gender, as well as a junior director, a junior choreographer, and a junior production designer publicist. And all that stuff is going to be auditions and interviews and all that are going to be happening on the 1st of June at GGRP Studios, which is at 7th and Main. Vancouver Bach Choir is holding auditions for their 2017-18 season on the 6th of June at the Vancouver Academy of Music at 1270 Chestnut Street, which is just on the way down to the Vancouver Museum Planetarium and Vanier Park. Some of the shows included in this year's production of this year's season, including a performance of Verdi's Requiem, Handel's Messiah, Mahler's Eighth Symphony, the Orchid Ensemble collaboration, and other events. And so if you want to be a part of the Vancouver Bach Choir, you can contact them at vancouverbachchoir.com. Tomosuro Players doing Cabaret in October. The auditions for that are in June 9th and 10th. Looking for seven men and five women of various ages, ranging from mid-20s upwards, and two characters do need to be in their mid-40s. Performers can be of various shapes and sizes, but the key is to be comfortable with your sexuality and scanty costumes that show off your sex appeal. It is cabaret, after all. Razzle Dazzle Productions doing the Yellow Point Christmas Spectacular 2017. Performances throughout Vancouver Island, including Nanaimo, Courtney, and Victoria. The auditions for that are in Vancouver at the Scotiabank Dance Studio on the 9th of June, and they are looking for four singers who can do a classical or musical theater crossover. YellowPointChristmasSpectacular.ca is the website to find out more on that. Align Entertainment doing Legally Blonde the Musical, and that is going to be happening in February of next year. Auditions are in mid-June at the Blue Mountain Street location of the Lindbergh Academy for the Performing Arts in Coquitlam, and you can contact alignentertainment.ca for more info on that. North Van Community Players doing Steel Magnolias. That will be happening in June. And the production will be happening in September. The auditions are in June at the theater at Hendry Hall in North Vancouver. That's for Steel Magnolias. Stage 43 in Coquitlam doing Ron Clark's A Bench in the Sun. Production in October. Auditions in June. Looking for two males and one female who can play a believable character in their early 70s. It says ages are approximate, but actors must be believable in that age range. And finally, Deep Cove Stage Society General Auditions for the 2017-18 season, including Bram Stoker's Dracula, Noel Coward's Blithe Spirit, and Lerner and Lowe's Camelot. The auditions are in June, and you want to know more about that, contact deepcovestage.com. A note about the Deep Cove Stage Society, gender-neutral casting will be considered for several roles in that one. If you want details on these or other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or the Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or you can email us at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. And one more note, just a reminder that this is the closing weekend for Circle Game, reimagining the music of Joni Mitchell. That's going on at the Fire Hall Arts Center. Friends of the show, Anna Kuman and Andy Cohen, are behind that one. And it's been going very well, getting some great reviews, good-sized houses. So you want to make sure you get in on that before it disappears. And that is, as I said, at the Fire Hall Arts Center. So you can go to Fire Hall artscenter.com, I think it is. I can't find it. It's anywhere. You know, Google Fire Hall Arts Center. You can find it. It's going to be a great, great show. All right. We are just about out of time. Let's see. We got time for a quick song here. Let's hear from these guys. That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com and please like us on Facebook. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca, and we are available free on iTunes. Stick around. Fresh Slice is up next, followed by Radio Zero at 2, and then at 3:30, It's Napkin Boy with Nardwar, the Human Serviette presents. Dave Radio will return at this same time next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.